The answer is a down arrow for ACTH, down arrow cortisol, and down arrow serum potassium. You're probably like, what the fuck? Like, how does it make sense that we have a down arrow for cortisol if this patient clearly has Cushing's syndrome? It's because the patient's taking exogenous prednisone for his autoimmune disease, which is going to suppress his ACTH and in turn suppress his endogenous cortisol production. Exogenous glucocorticoids such as prednisone, hydrocortisone, dexamethasone are not the same thing as endogenous cortisol. Okay, so this patient has decreased endogenous cortisol production because of suppression. And this is actually really high yield for steps 1, 2, and 3. You will continue to get this as an arrow question, even on steps 2 and 3. And why does he have serum potassium decreased? It's because glucocorticoids can carry out a fractional mineralocorticoid effect at the kidney, similar to aldosterone, to varying degrees. That's it.